Diane Roberts here, bringing you writing from Florida State University. Tanya Gray is a Kingsbury Fellow and a PhD candidate.
When I got home, I went straight to the bathroom. My right eye was swollen plum purple with prickles of black, my face and upper chest bruised, splotchy red, a little blue. I wet a washcloth with cold water and gently wiped away the orange-red Arizona clay. The swelling seemed worse. I folded another washcloth, wet it, and held it over my eye, managing to get to my room and out of sight until dinner. My mother was horrified. My father asked what the other girl looked like. I said, like she always looks, meaning unhit, unhurt. I wanted to say mean, my nightmare, savage, because my mother's face said it all, unspeakable. This was the woman who'd raised me on Miss America and manners and dance lessons and don't get freckles on your face. Words were our weapons. For the rest of dinner, my dad talked about his own teenage fights, vowing to teach me how, that this would never happen again. And this became our topic of conversation until the bruises went away. Here's how to land a punch. Here's how to step in. Here's how to make a fist. Don't tuck your thumb, you'll break it. Aim for the face and keep hitting until the threat is gone. Here's how to drive someone's nose into their brain. Remember, a little crazy goes a long way. He said, people stopped messing with me because they thought I was nuts. I got in more fights in junior high. Karina, Tina, Mary, and some girl during eighth grade. I didn't start any of the fights, but I never lost again. From Lisa forward, if someone hit me, I hit them like a truck.